Blog Talk Radio. welcome to your place. I'm Starla, and tonight it's Christmas, a time for family. I don't know about you guys, but there's something about a child singing that really stirs my heart. As many of you probably remember, Wild Bill shared how blessed he was with getting to work with some great men with his job. The song you just heard is from one of these men's family, Keith Franklin. This is what they produced and sent out as Christmas cards this year. Keith and his wife look at their music as a ministry, and we will have more of these songs on the show later. While listening to this CD with Keith's five children singing, Bill started to think about the family side of Christmas. There are many debates that come up this time of year, but family and Christmas memories are part of who we are. So tonight, we're going to allow all of you to share a favorite Christmas memory and or a favorite gift on our show. You can share more than one thing, but we ask that you don't do it all at one time. We plan on playing a song between each call, and this gives you more time to put your thoughts together. I'm sure many people will not be listening live tonight due to the holiday preparation. And if this is your first time to join our show, we want to remind you that you can listen to all of our shows from the archives, and you can download them to your favorite device. When you call into the show, your phone number comes up on our screen, but you have to push 1 on your phone for us to put you on the air. You will be identified by the last 4 digits of your phone number. We want to remind you all of the perfect gift to give yourself is Jesus. It will even make you a better person for those that have to put up with you. Just ask Bill about this. For those that were with us last week, we want to remind you to stay focused on your list and watch for the miracles to happen. For those that missed last week's show, it's not too late for you to take part. And now, Wild Bill.
Well, hello, Starla. Thank you so much for getting our show kicked off tonight, and hello to everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. As Starla was sharing with you there, as I was listening to the CD with these kids, wasn't that awesome? And it really brought back to me to think about the family aspect of Christmas. And so, as she said, we want you to share maybe a favorite Christmas, or maybe it's a Christmas memory, maybe just something from during the holidays. Maybe there might be this one period of your life that you were going through. Maybe it might be something to think about a loved one that's no longer with you or something like that, and a holiday you had with them. And one of the great things about the technology of today is you can actually download these shows to your iPod or whatever that you can keep. And so you can have these, you know, as a memory that you can, you know, share, you know, for whatever. And, for myself, I was looking back and I was thinking, it's funny how life is, you know, I've got children now and grandchildren, and you think that, you know, the things at Christmas, and it just shows just how Starla makes a comment, I'm going on 12 years of age, how true that is, because immediately when I got thinking about this, I went back to my childhood, and I was thinking about when I was maybe about 5 or 6 years old, that one Christmas I come tearing in the living room, and I was focused in on our Christmas tree, and we had the old Christmas tree that had the silver pole in the middle that had the holes in it, and we had this the actual limbs were stored in these little tubes, and they were like some kind of foil you'd put in, and we had the light that looked like a spotlight, and it had this wheel that turned on it that had these little plastic triangles that all hooked together to make a wheel, and, you know, one of them was blue, and one of them was yellow, and one of them was red, and I think the other one was green, and so that was your mood light for your Christmas tree that you had back during that time. But I was so focused in on those presents, I hadn't noticed that Mom and Dad had put together a brand new bicycle that was sitting right there by this tree. Now, this was not your normal bicycle. This was the new Stingray bicycle, which is the one that had the long, narrow seat, which we called a banana seat, and it was a short, sportier-looking bicycle compared to just the big bicycles that had been available before then. And this one had handlebar brakes on it for your front and back brake, and it had a gear shift selector made into the right hand grip, had three gears on it. So, I mean, you know, this was, I mean, every kid's dream. Plus, I had got a thing, Mattel had a thing during that time, because kids used to make your motor noise, you'd ride and you'd dream about it in a car, a motorcycle or whatever. And we used to take a clothespin and put a playing card in the spoke so it would make a noise as you went faster. But this thing actually made a motor noise for me. And you could turn it up to where it sounded like a motor just wound up, and you think, man, I'm riding 900 miles an hour. And then they had one where you could turn it down, and you learned real quick that if you had it up on full power and you ran it like that very long, your batteries went dead. So you got to understand, you got to get in that feeling and visualizing being cool, just kind of having that semi-idle sound as you were, you know, riding along around the street or the yard or something like that. And going back to that, it brought back a memory, and I think I've shared this before about my little bitty tiny bicycle I had before that when I was about 4 or 5. We lived in an area where busy street, didn't have really a place to ride, and Dad was teaching me, and he walked me on the street. And we were in North Little Rock, Arkansas, and we were coming back on this street called Eureka Gardens Road, and we went over the interstate on an overpass, which was the interstate for I-40 there in North Little Rock. And that little bitty bicycle, you know, the tires and things are not real big. And, you know, plus I'm sure I was probably a little clumsy, you know, being that age. But I hit a rock and it turned the wheel to one side and I went off the side of that overpass, which it was grass covered. And I locked the wheel on that bicycle. And, you know, I had the brake just as tight as I could hold it. But the thing was just gaining speed, going faster and faster. And the state highway department was at the bottom of the hill with a big 10-foot tall chain link fence. And I'm sitting there heading towards this fence, gaining speed. But in one sense, I never panicked because I could hear Dad, his feet hitting the ground, coming down that hill after me. And I could hear chains rattling and keys and stuff. And somehow I knew that everything was going to be all right. And just before I got to the fence, he picked up bicycle, me and all. And, you know, and part of my best memory of that was hearing him brag to people about me not panicking, how I was holding that brake on for all I could. And, you know, even though it wasn't stopping the bicycle, that was what I was trying to do. And there's nothing that makes a kid's heart swell than to have their parents brag on them for something. And especially a boy with his dad, that's just one of those things that just really jumped out. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, when I was thinking about that, I was riding down the road in the truck, and I started tuning up a little bit and crying and, you know, remembering and thinking about, I don't have my dad anymore. And I got to thinking about my grandparents, you know, just how special they were in my life. And Grandpa Powell was always just the life of the party. I mean, he had the corny jokes, and he had this song that my sister and my cousin used. I don't know why, it's one of those things I never got into singing. But he had this little thing he could do, and I was real funny with reflexes and jerking and things. I mean, I was had these uncanny reflexes. But Grandpa always had some way where it's just, he could just slip it in without me knowing, and also he could tap you on the nose 3 times and say ding, ding, ding. And it was so smooth, you know, how he could do that. And you get thinking at the time, you're like, oh, Grandpa, that's aggravating and everything. But, you know, then now I look back and I'm like, man, I really miss that. I miss having that part of it. And all the big dinners we used to have at my grandparents' house during holidays and things, and everyone getting together. And, you know, I can remember us all playing games sometimes, you know, after the dinner or during the dinner. Or some of the old movies you used to be on would be like murder mystery things. And Grandpa was so funny. He would say, I figured it out, it's so-and-so. And he was wrong every single time. You know, the way they put twists in mystery movies and everything. He caught the gist of where they were leading you, but he never caught the twist. And, you know, that was one of those things we would all just die laughing, and he'd laugh with us and everything. It was just one of those things that was hysterical. And, you know, as we got older and had, you know, kids of our own, I can remember, you know, Dad, he would have one of the grandkids, and he'd have this knack to where he could take one of the kids and throw them to look like they'd stop like about 2 inches from the ceiling and come back down, and he'd be maybe like, "Whoochie boogie," or something like that, and throwing the kids up, and you could hear them just dying laughing, you know, they loved it. And it just, you know, you go back and you think about those things, and you realize just how special the holidays can be for looking at family. And so that's what we want to do. We want to open this up for you to share whatever special memory you have, as far as maybe a family thing, maybe it's a dinner, maybe it has to do with a gift. I was thinking about, you know, talking about going back in time. One Christmas, I got a Polaroid Swinger camera. Now, the Polaroid Swinger was the top dog for that time. It had a little dial around the button you pushed to take the picture that when you got it focused for just the right amount of light to come in, the word yes would show up on the screen. But this is going to blow you away. When you took a picture, then you had to actually grab hold of this little flap of the film that stuck out through this little door, and you pulled it out the side of the camera. And then while it was hanging there, you had to count for, I don't remember how long it was, and then you actually peeled the picture off of the back of this, and then while you were watching, the picture would actually come into focus. It would be like a blank page, and also whatever you took, it would come in, and then you had this little stuff on a foam thing that you rubbed across over this thing, and it had some kind of chemical on it to help seal the picture. And that was the way you took pictures back then. You'd rip that thing off, and that's your picture. And then when you went to take your next picture, it wasn't no rapid-fire thing. You had to pull these out one at a time, do the count, rip the thing off, and that was your picture. So, and the flash on it was really funny, too. It was this bar that set up where you slid into a groove on top, and it'd have like 4 flashes on there, and then once that was done, it actually had 4 more on top. You flipped it over and plugged it back in, and that was your flash. And that was the day of digital photography. You think, like, well, I can't even visualize what you're talking about. But, you know, how many other things were there like that maybe some of you can think about that you got for gifts and just kind of share with us here? But anyway, I'm going to tell you this next song here is special for Joy Bells. I hope she's over here with us tonight to kind of kick her off and spark some of her Christmas memories. So, Starla, we're going to turn it back over to you. And what we're going to do is between each caller, because I know a lot of people are not going to be here live with us today. Most of you will listen to archives because of the holidays. And you know, to kind of help fill the time and set up moods and for people to remember things, we're going to play some different songs in between each caller. So, anyway, Starla, we're going to turn it back over to you.
Well, it looks like we already have a caller. Sister Kaiser?
Yes.
How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. And I was just listening to Wild Bill talking about things in the olden days. My dad was disabled as a young man, which means we didn't hardly have anything. But one major thing I have in my memory, every Christmas day, I don't know where he got the money, I don't know how he did it, pardon me, but he would bring in a big box of apples, a big box of oranges, and a lot of nuts, I mean that you eat, you know, I don't mean like the people. he made sure every time, this Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, he'd bring all that in, and there was no restriction. You could eat all you could hold. You could make yourself sick, and nobody's going to fuss with you or tell you not to eat it or slow down. And we enjoyed that very, very, very much. And all of my siblings are still living. We all have the same thing. We talk about it at this time of the year because it was something. He was not a Christian. He never went to church, but he had that one thing. He's going to make sure that everybody and all his children got something special for them. But to me, that was a great thing, and I just set in.
Well, that is awesome. It is so special to be able to have family to share those kind of memories. I have five sisters and 2 brothers, and we have such a good time remembering things when we were growing up like that. Well, now we're going to play Joy Bell's song that Bill has recorded for us for her.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
She'd like to share with us. Joybell? Oh, I guess she's not interested in that. Does anybody else have something that they'd like to share? A memory of Christmas or a Christmas song? Well, we're going to go into our next song, which while Bill recorded for me.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Well, I'll offer a little explanation into that song. My kids were at home, and my kids were hilarious. And that song just made us laugh. It was just so ridiculous. And I just enjoyed so much laughing with my kids. And, well, that's that. So does anybody else have anything they'd like to share? We're just going to keep playing songs. Okay, we're going to song number 3. Well, Blog Talk Mom's here. I guess she'd like something to say about Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's my song now. That's the one. Doorbells was, she really liked Elvis, and I guess you picked that, but the grandma getting ran over by a reindeer. There was several times that stand out to me. When we lived on Bethany Road, it was a really special time, sort of like family time. And Wild Bill and Toy Bells, we had that tree, that the big white tree that you put the light on and it swirls around. And we were attending Rose City Assembly of God Church, and they had a big play. I hope I got all my different years together there. But he was Caiaphas, and I was, it was all the different times that Jesus, miracles he did surrounding his birth, and it was just all about him, which I think is really interesting because Christmas should be, you know, about him. About Jesus Christ, it's his birth, and
yes.
He's the greatest gift. There is nothing to compare with the gift of that continues to give. Jesus continues to give every moment, every breath that we breathe. But anyway, Jim did that play, and he was so good at it. He got tickled. Something was funny. And so he was pinching himself. He had this big bruise. I mean, he was pinching himself real hard, so he would just bust out laughing. And it was just a real fun time that year. And I didn't think I had enough money or any money. And he handed me a $100 bill to go down and finish shopping. And I just thought it was just a real special time. And I learned to make certain kinds of, all kinds of cookies and desserts that I had never done before. And they all turned out really well. And we got one of these swing set things, put it together, and that was it. I remember Jim's brother and his wife came. It was just a very delightful time that year, and that would probably be the highlight. But like Joy Bell said before, especially a holiday can amplify whatever you're feeling. You know, if someone's in the hospital, you've lost a loved one. This year, the terrible situation happened at the school. You know, we realized that so many homes everywhere that's going to be grieving because of the loss. And I can't remember the gospel singer that put out he actually wrote the song and put it together in May, but it is so fitting. I think he lost a child, and I wish I could remember it, because it can be a real time of healing if we look at it the correct way. Otherwise, if it's just family, we've lost someone. You know, it still is up to us how we, and if we can't overcome a sadness, then Jesus is still the gift there. He is still joy to the world. He is still peace on earth. And so Christmas is a time for us to focus on that, to focus on Christ. So it has many meanings. And I think that's, I'm going to get a tape of that song, because I love Santa, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
I don't know. There's just something about that song. I really like it. And it's no.
Yeah. It, like you said, it's absurd, but it's funny.
Yeah. Nothing about Grandma getting run over, I mean, that we like, but it's just a truly funny song to me.
I know. I'm Grandma. I figured it out.
I know. Oh, well. Well, we're going to play another song if nobody has anything they'd like to share. I want to play the right song.
Trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do. And in his hands he held a pair of shoes, and his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head. When it came time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. He's been sick for quite a while. Know these shoes will make her smile. Wanna tell her beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. They counted pennies for what seemed like years. In the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. Searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house. No, most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out, and I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And know these shoes will make her smile. Want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. Quite a while, and know these shoes will make her smile.
song starting to play on the radio, I usually change the channel because I don't want to cry. But that is such a sad song, probably the saddest one I've heard. Well, Sister Kaiser, you got your hand up, but I don't know if it's from last time, so we're going to put you on. Do you have anything to say?
Yes, I was, that was a very good song. And, guys, this is the leader, Dylan, from all you. This is very good. Anyway, good vision. I'll give a big shout out to leader Dylan, the faithful servant of the Lord. I don't have the phone number anymore. I don't have the exchange number. Just pray that you're out there tonight. God bless you. God bless you, man. May God's richest blessings upon you and your health for the healing. Keep your calling. The Lord bless you. And thank you.
Well, Blog Talk Mom?
Right. Well, I want to thank
I couldn't really understand what she was saying.
And more the connection was not plain. But she was
I'm here.
Oh, I hear you now.
All right, I had a whistle. But just so what do you not understand?
Well, it was kind of cutting in and out.
Yeah, I'm very, very still. I was just want to know if I could give a shout out to Sister Rita Gillis in Illinois, a faithful servant of the Lord, and her family. She's having some physical issues that she really needs prayer. Sister Rita, if you're out there tonight, please contact me. I want to hear from you and hear about your surgeries or whatever you have going on. And we're praying for you. And thank you for chiming in. Did y'all hear that?
Yes. Well, Sister Rita, Sister Kaiser wishes for you to call her to let her know how you're doing. And we pray you're doing well. Well, Blog Talk Mom, do you have something for us?
Well, I too would like to hear from Sister Rita. She's a wonderful woman and loves God and is always helpful in any situation. She's just a precious person. And it's good to hear from Sister Kaiser, and I'm glad that you and Wild Bill you take the time to put the program together. It's very enjoyable, and I have found that for me, it's just one of the most, it's a highlight of my week, and I hope it's a blessing to other people. And if they'll just boldly push one and speak up, it would be good.
That would be great. Well, we're going to play our next song, see what Wild Bill has for us. We pray it's not another sad one. Well, that one was much better. I like that song. Well, I know you guys have some Christmas memories you want to share. A song? Anything Christmas? Blog Talk Mom?
Well, you can interrupt me any time that someone has anything to say. I was wanting to comment that at a particular time in Living for God and in the progression of the history of Christmas, that our family stopped having Christmas, like with trees and wreaths and ornaments and things like that. We focus more on the actual Christmas story. And the first year or two, or this first year that I didn't do it, there was a lot of opposition, a lot of hard feelings, it seemed like, with my mom and dad. But we went over there anyway for dinner, and it was good fellowship. It was, you know, a lot of family. And my dad, after he prayed, he said, "I want to be baptized in Jesus' name." And he said, I want to be baptized today." And anyway, after dinner, we arranged, and Uncle BB and Daddy were, but Cheryl came over, and Daddy was baptized in Jesus' name. And the Spirit of God moved on him, and he had been just really, not actually crippled, but through strokes, he was handicapped. And the Spirit of God moved on him, and he started running. And just like we do in Pentecost sometimes when we feel the Spirit of God. And then Jim, who my husband, was concerned that my dad was going to fall, so he ran with him. And later Jim told me, he said, "One more lap and I'd have been Pentecostal." It was really delightful. And it didn't cause problems. It's where you obeyed our convictions, and the family continued. And Richie and Rhonda, Wabil and Doorbell have always had Christmas. But there's a lot of potential for extreme depression around Christmas time, not just throw a sad note on the situation, but we must be mindful of that. I know I'm sitting in a motel room by myself, and I won't be with anyone in my family probably Christmas. But I love them, and they love me, and that can't be what life is all about. We have to gird up the loins of our mind to be grateful for what it, not be sad for what we don't have, but be extremely grateful for what we do have. And Jesus said, "I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you." Jesus said that. Now we've got that promise and that gift, and all we got to do is unwrap it and enjoy it every day of our life.
Amen. God is a good God. We have Wild Bill with us. Wild Bill?
Hello, Sally. It was funny when Mom was telling that story. The part she didn't really mention is this, you know, she sort of did, this church did, and, you know, Christmas is one of those things. They looked at the history of it and where it came from and just decided that, you know, they weren't going to have anything to do that, you know, replace it for paganism. But what she failed to mention on this was is that the church was full of people. You know, it's, you could say, well, you know, they don't really believe like I believe or something like that, or, you know, but it is a time where I'm off work, I have time with my family and everything. But there's opportunity to do great things for other people during Christmas. And the reason I say that, I just happened to be here at the terminal where I work, and this man, he's a super nice guy. Last night when I had a breakdown in my truck right after I left the terminal, he stopped to check on me. You know, I was clearly off the road. Everybody knows everybody's got a cell phone. You know, he could have went on down the road, but he stopped to check on me. And I'm not going to say his name, but he went through a divorce I don't know how long ago, and so he's got a lot of hurt in his life there, and it's the holidays. And somebody has come into his life and gave him a lot of information telling him how it just didn't make sense that there was just one God, and it didn't make sense the things with the Bible and the interpretation of it and all the things that he had seen in life for people that were so-called Christians and how that they had issues in their life and, you know, bad things still happen to those people and all. And he was talking to this one guy in here who has a sincere heart for God, you could tell, but he didn't have a lot of knowledge. And so he was pretty much running over this guy, but I don't ever hang around in that back room, ever. And I don't know why I was sitting there. I already had my paperwork, already had it filled out. I'm on a schedule. I'm supposed to meet somebody. I need to run as hard as I can to be there. But something just had me back there just sitting in this room in the middle of all this. And I knew about the history of the church. And there was an anointing that came in. And I was able to speak peace into the storm of this man's life to let him realize that there's a God that loves him. You know, he was talking about the things that was hard to believe, and I told him, I said, you know, what's really hard for me to understand and comprehend, but it's a faith thing, and there's a lot of historical, you know, information about Jesus, but I have a hard time sometimes comprehending how something could create something and yet love it so much that he redeemed it with his own life. That kind of love is beyond my comprehension. I can't understand that kind of love. So when I got to talking about that, all of a sudden you could see his heart soften. You could see the things that were issues in his mind that went away. And he sit there and he got to talking to me. And the other guy was sitting there in agreement. He was so thankful that someone had a little background to understand some things about church history and some of the things about the Catholic Church and the persecution of the Christians and all those things. It all just sort of fit in place. And then I was able to witness to him. He told me about the different churches he went to, and I was able to talk to him about the day of Pentecost, to tell him about the churches that respect that part of the Bible where some churches kind of throw that away. You know, it's non-existent. It's not theirs. It's something you just sort of claim, but it's not really the thing off the day of Pentecost experience. It's not that life-changing power coming into your life. And the man told me, he said, I want to hear some more about this. He said, I've sort of heard about that before. He said, I'm feeling something while you're talking to me that I haven't felt ever in my life. And I just thank God that even though we deal with issues in this world and it seems like holidays and stress and pressures and personalities and all the things we clash against and government and the whole thing, that out of the midst of all of that, that if we let him, God can position us to be a light and a blessing to someone in need, if we just allow him to let us do it. But more than that, when we're down and out, if we go to him, he'll be that light and that blessing and that assurance and that peace and that joy and that overcoming power, all the things we need in our lives. You know, it's not just about Christmas. It's not just about Easter. It's not about holidays. It's about a personal relationship with the Almighty God where he's opened his arms and said, come to me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, and it's just such a joy to know who God is and to have a personal experience with him. And I love everything everyone has shared. I was really hoping somebody else would come up with some of these old gifts, Christmas gifts and things that's kind of different. It makes me feel kind of funny when I heard Sister Cogger say the old-timey stuff. I think she's calling me an old-timey. But,
not that I knew you were going to latch onto that.
Thank you, Sister Kaiser. I'll get my crutches out here in a little bit, my walker, if I can get them. Anyway, I want everybody to know that I love each and every one of you that listens to this show, and I really appreciate y'all taking the time. And I really want to thank Keith for giving me that CD to remind me about the family part of relationship. It doesn't have to be a holiday. You know, family relationship, it's got dynamic of family is one of those things that, you know, we can tear each other's heads off. The Lord help somebody else try to do it. And a lot of times we're more abusive to people that we love in family than we are anybody out there in the world. But it's just what family dynamic is. But to take a time to where if you really think about it with Christmas, it's not about us, even though we get to enjoy it. You know, it's a time to where we do think about the birth of Christ and the miracle that took place then. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical. It doesn't fit science. But it's something that has to do with the loving God and what he did for lost mankind. And you can't, there is no better story to share with your children this time of year than to take the time to remind them about what took place, you know, during, you know, which we know it was a Christmas, but it's time we remember it during that time. And I'm so thankful to have that knowledge and experience in my life. So, Charles, if you want to go ahead and meet me and go to everybody else, I've got to get this truck in gear. Everybody's looking at me like, why is he sitting up there in that truck crying and waving his hands all over the place? What's so excited about? I mean, he's lost his mind. But I tell you what, I'm glad to have a experience with my Jesus.
Well, thank God for my godly husband.
Good.
Well, are we ready for another song, or somebody else want to share with us something about Christmas? Well, we're going to see what Wild Bill has for us now. Oh, this is for Blog Talk Mom.
Oh, dear Yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. So when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. Baby, light the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrate. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah. Oh, forget a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. Lovely Hanukkah. Have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Well, Blog Talk Mom, I guess that was your Jewish song for you.
Absolutely. And Mr. Swalla, if you would think about a beautiful, beautiful, young, mature Jewish girl and a wonderful, wonderful, young Jewish man
that was betrothed to each other. And God stepped in and turned their life so that it would never be the same. And both of them submitted to the perfect will of God. They were led by dreams, by angels, by the voice of God, and went to a stable. And that little girl, that beautiful, holy girl, gave birth to Emmanuel, Jesus, God with us. God with us. God with us. Oh, what a day. It's just, we miss it if we don't worship him every breath that we breathe. Jesus, our Redeemer, our Savior, God with us. I want to be as yielded as that young woman and as Joseph. I want to be as yielded to let go of whatever I'm doing, whatever I plan for the rest of my life, and let it be used by God, for he dwells within us by his Spirit. I love this program. I appreciate you, Sister Starla and Wild Bill. Thank you very much.
Well, we certainly appreciate you, Blog Talk Mom. You add so much to the show, and you're such a great help to me. It looks like we have Sister Kaiser again. Sister Kaiser, did you have your hand up? Or?
Yes, I did. I was going to say thank you all for this program tonight. And is there any way I can get a copy of all the music?
I'm sorry?
Is there any way I could get a copy of all the music you played?
Yes. Wild Bill could get that to you.
I appreciate that.
I will make a note of that, and, well, he's listening, so I'm certain he would be able to do that. Locked up, Mom?
Right. Thank you again, and I guess that Mr. Kaiser could go to the archives, maybe, and record it in the mic.
She would be able to do that, I believe. But if not, just get in contact with me or Wild Bill, and we'll try to get that for you.
Yeah, I don't have any way to get it, so I'm trying to work on
this. If anybody wants to buy me a present, they can buy me a new computer, because mine crashed.
Your computer crashed?
Yeah, but I'm thinking, I'm trusting that I can get it tomorrow. So I have it worked on, but I think that was supposed to be amusing, but it's like getting ran over by a reindeer. You really stretched your humor a little bit there.
Oh, well. Well, we want to thank everyone for listening in tonight. And we're going to, if you missed tonight's show or if you want to listen to it again, we'll be playing it Christmas night. We will not be with you live, but we're praying that each and every one of you have a Merry Christmas and keep God. Remember, the reason for the season is Jesus. We love you, and we appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you, and good night.
Yeah.